My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker, born in 1920, was a highly influential musician who crafted the sound that was later called bebop. With Dizzy Gillespie and Max Roach, Parker was able to craft something that I think remains, like the Wild West does in the American imagination, is a vital art, something that we aspire to, something that we can uniquely own, and brings us into a sense of originality. This music, bebop, was a music that was an insider's music. It was a cri de coeur. It was a cry of the heart, a frenetic yet deeply soulful music that perhaps even was a protest against the creeping commercialization of the jazz music at the time in the 30s and the 40s. And as bebop developed, it was a way of demonstrating that the music was more than the society itself. Unfortunately, though, he was an addict of heroin, and this is the addiction that cut his life short. So the opportunity cost of playing to your own drummer, as it were, brings us into sober conversation with ways that we perhaps mask or overcompensate for this needing to be real and free. As we remember Charlie Parker himself, we remember that with these dreams come incredible responsibilities and come incredible dangers as well. So as we look around at our own voice, as we consider our own voice, what vice do we have to escape from the difficulties and the responsibilities that we have? How can we bring ourselves forward in a way that we can escape the expectations others have of us, and that we can stand confidently and say, I will play. I will play as long as I can, for I don't know how long I have, but I will not aid that angel of death to come towards me. I will play filled with life. I will play with a vitality that links me to the moment and links me to the world beyond. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.